This is Pop Wiltfong.
I'm Joe Canale.
I'm Ryan Tweedy.
I'm Pat Jansen.
And my Canale.
All right, so you know who's here now.
For Nebraska and the Scarlet.
From Van Nuys, California.
About 15 miles away from Hollywood, California.
It's the Big Red Copcast.
Hey! Welcome to the Big Red Copcast. I'm Ryan.
I'm Pat.
I'm Joe.
Poorly timed opening.
No, you timed it, man. I hit the button and waited. Hey, welcome.
Yeah, everybody's got everybody to either side of me has some interesting wardrobe choices today. Tweedy has proven his Ram fandom now that he's talked about. He's got the Ram cap on.
He's a fair weather fan, all right.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's hard to call anybody a fair weather fan of the Rams. I mean, unless you're going literal fair
There's
weather.
There's fair weather out here, is what
because
I'm saying. They're playing in a city with fair weather.
Hey,
that's
I'll
what
tell
I
you
meant.
What. If they would have brought, if the fucking Houston goddamn Texans would have been the Houston Oilers like they were supposed to be.
Well, why don't you root for the Tennessee Titans?
Because it's not the same.
Because they got rid of the Oilers.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. Like, when they changed, like, it just, I tried to root for the Titans for like 3 years. It was just never the same.
Oh, yeah. I've got a friend who was a fan of the Montreal Expos. He can't root for the Washington Nationals.
No.
I mean,
too bad for your friends.
Yeah.
My teams are usually pretty stable, and so they stay where they are.
You've still got your Yankees cap on and your Alvin and the Chipmunk shirt. What the fuck is that for?
The honest to God truth is that my ex-wife gave it to me. She thought it was an anarchy shirt.
She knows what anarchy symbols look like, right?
Yeah, well, no, apparently. But it's I had to tell her it was the Alvin and the Chipmunks shirt. She did not know.
How old were you that your wife decided buying you an anarchy shirt was a good idea? Did she get you like a hemp necklace or a...
I was probably...
Which he still wears, I think.
I was probably... It's not a hemp necklace. This is my titanium circulation-improving Yankees necklace that I wear all the
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ.
I was probably 38 when she gave me the shirt or something like that. It was probably 5 years ago.
Wait, how old are you?
I don't know.
Are you 45 years old?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I miscalculate my age constantly. In fact, the entire... I heard someone else say this. But, like, for an entire year, I thought I was 42, but I was 43.
Mm. I would have guessed you at 38 just looking at you right now.
That's how old Mike is, but I would have guessed Mike at 56.
Yeah. my brother and I have swapped looks. I look a few years younger than I am, probably.
But that's because you're not as neurotic. Like, I feel like he ages quickly.
I have more hair, too.
Yeah.
Smile more.
It's part looks, part personality. Because, I mean, you can have someone who looks young, but if they act old, you're like, well, you're 70.
That is true. He does act like a 70-year-old angry Chicagoan.
Yeah. Now, he definitely does, though, act like the younger brother with me. So when the two of us are together, I think it's usually obvious who the older brother
is. Oh, because he's like, Joe.
I would.
He's Christopher Walken. Yeah, Joe.
That characterization is odd for him, but I'll go with that.
Okay.
We got a lot of news, and yet we're still dilly-dallying. Although that hat did bear mention. I'm a Rams fan now hat. Hey. Until you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan,
no.
I'm guessing
next
year.
Here's the thing, is that you can't call me fair weather. I just want a team, and now I have something that makes me feel one.
Are you going to go to their games?
Well, when I can afford them.
I think within the rules of adopting a new team, like especially if you've never really had like a true one Tweedy.
I did. The Houston Oilers. I was a bigger Oilers fan than I was a Husker
fan. You can't root for a team that relocates.
You were a bigger Oilers fan than Huskers fan?
Dude, I was.
How does that make sense?
Dude, listen to me. When Jim Kelly went out and Frank Reich came in and they put up like 35 points.
Greatest playoff comeback in history.
Well, it depends on what side of the fucking fence you're on, bro.
Well, I think
statistically.
It was the worst.
Most points.
I cried like a little bitch. My mom bought me some fake champagne because I knew we were going to destroy the Bills and go to the Super Bowl. So at halftime, I cracked open the fake champagne.
Oh, it's your fault, then.
I'm drinking it.
It's totally your fault.
Jim Kelly goes out. I'm like, they're fucked.
I had one of those the year the Vikings went 15-1.
Oh.
And Gary Anderson hadn't missed a single kick all year. And it was a chance. And it wasn't to win it. It was to put them up 10 with, like, inside the two-minute warning.
Yep.
And then the Falcons go down the length of the field, score the tying touchdown, get the ball first in overtime, and win.
Oh, that's right. He didn't. I thought he missed two that game.
No, only one. That's it. That's all he needed. That's all he needed was one miss.
God, amazing.
And that would have been a great Super Bowl between the Broncos and the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Moss's rookie year.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Well, now we've ruined this podcast.
Right, well, and also...
I like that team, though.
The Hard Knocks on HBO makes it easier to kind of get in because you can kind of learn about the
Do you like Hard Knocks?
I do this year just because I'm trying to kind of catch up on all 10 years.
I have it all recorded, but I haven't watched any of them. I heard a couple things like Goff was an idiot.
Well, but that was one... That was like a five-minute section in it. Now they're saying that...
He's a genius.
That he's a genius and that he's like the best.
Well, there are some savants too. Like the Twins used to have a player named Lou Ford who was a literal member of Mensa, but who, if you talk to him, you're like, you're a dumbass. And there are people like that.
The reason they said he was an idiot was based off one thing because somebody said, what direction does the sun set in? And he said, I don't know, every direction or something stupid like that. And they're like, no, it rises in the east and sets in the west. And they're like, he was like, how would you guys know that? Some dumb shit like that.
All right.
And then they're like, because, and then someone, it's a long story, but
it's football
like
smarts.
Yeah, he didn't do anything like ridiculous, but there is a guy on the team that says that dinosaurs don't exist and that some other shit. And it's like, how come nobody's making fun of this dude? He's the idiot.
I suppose there are probably a few creationists in the locker room. I don't know.
I guess. There's a lot of very, very religious players in professional sports.
Which is so weird to me.
I was saying this before. I actually think you'd be able to make a better case for God if you were gifted with that level of athleticism. Like, if you're a professional athlete, if you were a professional athlete.
This is actually a great talk. I really like this.
But if you were a professional athlete. And let's say you came from a poor family or whatever. And now suddenly you've got money that you could never even ever imagine.
Right.
I think it would be easy to imagine that you are chosen by God to have these things happen to you. Because it's so fucking lucky.
Let me play devil's advocate. Play devil's advocate.
Sure.
So I would argue that it would be even harder for someone like that. And that it'd be easier for poor people to believe in God for a couple reasons. One, because if you're extremely poor, you probably have less of an education. So you don't there's that.
Yeah.
And then there's that. But that's a whole other argument.
Well, now you're suggesting that lack of education would make you more likely to believe in God.
Because God is a representation of things that we can't explain. So there's this. But that's a whole other argument.
Sure.
Now, with athletes, you put in the work every single day. You know how hard that you work. So for me to then work that hard and then be like, actually, but I'm going to give all the credit for all this hard-ass shit that I've done to this thing, this entity that I've never seen. To me, that's crazy.
I used to actually kind of have that same thought. I had a good buddy in high school who was a hell of a hurdler and also really religious. And he said before each race, I'd be like, are you nervous? He's like, nah, I just, you know, put it up to God. And I'm like, so... Like, that feels like you're not putting any effort in then. Right. Just like, don't you feel like you have to go faster? Like,
right.
I had a hard time reconciling that. Mm.
And there may be different ways that people approach
religion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I just...
There are the Kurt Warners of the world and the Ray Lewis's of the world. I feel like they probably approach... Even though they're both incredibly religious and were good football players.
Wait, so how religious is Ray Lewis? Is he so religious that he can... murder a man and then God
forgiveness.
But that may also be the kind of thing where when that happened, and this is all conjecture, but when that happened, perhaps Ray Lewis got away with it and was like, Lord, if you let me get away with this, I'm yours forever afterwards.
Yep.
You know, that people have those come to God moments where they're like, oh, if you could
but
just blank.
It's weird how those come to God moments
like Ronald
never
Reagan.
Happen when you're just like walking down the street.
Ronald Reagan said after he got shot, that was what he said to himself. I was at the Reagan Museum last week. I was.
I know you were.
Yeah,
we talk about
that?
Yeah. But that he said that after he was shot, that was kind of his come to God moment.
There's a difference though between like, hey, thanks for not letting me die versus hey, let thanks me get for away letting with murder. Me get off of prison time for someone else dying.
Sure. For committing a sin that is in your book but, as one of the main ones sure. to not do.
But I mean, but I think
Letterman's top 10 sins.
Yeah. Desperate times lead to desperate measures. I'm not equating them in terms of
the other part
what deserves. Ray prayed just as hard to get away with it as Reagan did to live.
Let's say that, so Ray, okay. Oh man, I completely just lost my great thought. I hate when that happens.
Well,
all right.
Let's do you move think on we, to do you think it would be as hard on Ray Lewis if he weren't a Hurricane?
Oh, I forgot he was a Hurricane.
He was on that team that we beat for the 94 championship.
Yeah, I know.
So was The Rock.
Yeah, I know.
I never liked Ray Lewis even before the murder thing. I mean, he's a good, great player.
Hell of a dancer.
My favorite tweet I've ever done was I did the same tweet every year. I only use Twitter once a year. It was during the Super Bowl or like a playoff game when the Ravens were playing. And it was only this, like, if you look at my first three tweets, it's the same. And it said, hey, remember when Anquan Boldin killed that guy? And then it was like, wait. Actually, that was Ray Lewis. That was my whole tweet every year.
He didn't do the killing, allegedly.
That's right.
He did the covering up, allegedly.
Yeah. Well,
either way.
Nebraska
lost a wide receiver.
Transition.
Yeah, Darian Grimm, yeah. Huh?
Speaking of grim news, huh?
I was going to let you make that one because you made it via the text chain.
Yes,
yeah,
but
you've made that joke like 17
times. I'm sure
times.
I have. But that's a mystery. Right? It seems like a mystery, or is there more?
I don't think it's a mystery at all. I think he pretty much said what the deal was.
He thought they were going to run four wide receiver sets all the time.
And throw the ball around more, and now he's afraid they're not going to.
Yeah, but this year they're not going to.
Yeah, because the personnel isn't quite there yet because Tommy Armstrong's still the starting quarterback.
Next year they're going to.
The original explanation was he had a girlfriend that he really missed, and he was feeling super homesick, and he's been homesick ever since he got here in February.
Well, that I believe.
So you add that with the other thing, then he's like, wait, so now I've got to be homesick for an entire year before I even get to play ball.
But he was going to play this year.
Potentially. It was going to be either him or Spielman seeing the field. It wasn't going to be both. And also, you know, there's probably something to, okay, he's feeling a little rough about things. And now his guy, also from Stockton, California, who recruited him there, Keith Williams, isn't there to kind of talk him off the ledge for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to that, potentially. If Keith Williams doesn't get that DUI, maybe he's still there saying, like, hey, this is a slice of home, and right. I got you. Things are going to be fine.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. No, that could be.
That's a really good point.
That could be a factor.
I never thought about that.
But, like, he's not. I could understand if they fired Williams.
But hey, I mean, if there's a crack.
Yeah.
Like, because that happens a lot with players. I mean, you just think about guys like Eric Crouch who almost left. It's a real
especially
tenuous situation.
Year.
Yeah, you're feeling, there's no more vulnerable feeling person than a college athlete who especially new because you're just getting torn down all the time. You need that one person who's in your corner, and Keith Williams was probably that guy, and he doesn't have him right now for a month. A month is a long time if you're feeling pretty weak.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's funny that it makes sense, I guess. An 18-year-old kid, whatever. Oh, for God's sake, this mic is... I don't like this mic.
It's the same as the other mics.
I just think it was short-sighted, but I don't.
I do, too.
I agree.
Oh, no.
And does he still have the scholarship? Like, can he come back in a week if he's at home and he's like, what am I doing? I should go back.
Well, yeah. I mean, provided the coaching staff
takes him back?
Yeah, that would be the
Do you think
the
they
other
wouldn't
issue.
At this point?
No, I don't think they would. I think that...
You know what's
I
shitty?
Don't know. I mean, that may be just you don't want to let the tail wag the dog.
That's a really weird saying.
No, it's not.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
The dog wags the tail normally. You don't want the tail controlling the dog.
You don't want the follower leading the leader.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Tail wag the dog
no,
is a
I
completely
understand.
Normal
that's
thing.
That's what it means. I was translating it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that means. What he said means what I said.
Right. And I get what you said, but the tail wags the
You've
dog.
You've never heard that before.
No.
They named a whole movie after that saying once.
Yeah. What was it called?
Wag the Dog.
I believe I have heard of that movie, but I always thought it was like kind of like a Ted movie.
A what?
Like a Ted movie, like with a talking stuffed animal or something.
No, it's about media creating a war to control, like, publicity for politicians.
Very different than what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like a cute dog saying, like, fuck.
So that's interesting. I'm saying if he in a week decides to change his mind, can he come back? You're saying, would they even consider letting him come back?
It would be really, I think it would be really telling as far as what this coaching staff would allow, and also what they think, how valuable they think Darian Grimm would potentially be. Well,
there's a third tier to that.
Yeah.
There's a third one too, which is what was Darian Grimm going through mentally, and maybe he needed to shake off some of those emotions.
Yeah. I mean, it would all be up to the coaching staff. And I think I would tend to side, you know, with an 18-year-old kid who maybe is feeling issues. But at the same point, when you've got some high-profile kids coming in who are already about to be kind of, you know, I mean, I'm not calling any of them, but there would be the potential for some of them to potentially be divas. You've probably got to be a little bit careful about any precedent you set if you're Mike Riley and staff.
That's true.
Because you've got Keyshawn Johnsons of the world coming in.
I think Keyshawn Johnson's probably going to be the least diva.
He's probably going to be the most grounded of all of them, yeah. But
I think if they're not releasing him from his scholarship, so they're not, you know, some things I read is that, you know, there's a potential he could go to a JUCO. So he wouldn't need.
He signed with the JUCO.
He did?
That's what they said, that he's already been in talks with them.
That's what he's going to have to do at this point in the year anyway.
Well, actually, if they had released him from his scholarship, he could have gone to another D1 school.
But he was in all likelihood going to redshirt there anyway.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
you don't come into a system and just write.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Stevenson thought he could, but you can't. You just can't show up in August and be like, yep, I'm playing this year.
Yep.
No matter how good you are.
Well, that's why the Chargers aren't paying Bosa, and now they pulled that thing. That's a whole other story. But I think if he wanted to come back, you'd let him come back, but then you would redshirt him. I think that would be kind of the compromise of...
You'd have to, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Of like, okay, you can come back, but yeah, you're redshirting.
So he more or less was calling Mike Riley a liar, no?
I mean,
that was sort of the gist of it, right?
Well, yeah. He was trying to justify why he had a reason to go. It's fairly obvious he was homesick.
Yeah, I think so.
But he didn't. You don't want to say that if you're a football player,
right?
But I want to think glass half full here for a second. So he came in, had an extra semester because he came in along with POB, and basically got beat out by J.D. Spielman, who's not a big guy.
Did he get beat out, though? Do we know that?
That's what it was starting to sound like. I mean, if nothing else, they were neck and neck.
Right.
So how fucking dynamic must J.D. Spielman be?
Yeah.
Because that's
Darian
what it sounded
like. The very highly touted receiver.
Yeah.
Very highly touted.
Yeah. And so J.D. Spielman, without the extra semester, comes in and basically beats him out. I like this J.D. Spielman kid.
How high are you right now, Joe?
What?
I wish you could see the look on your face.
What is the answer you give when you're trying to stall?
I still think that Grimm was good and was probably going to play. I think they had two guys who were really good. I mean, yeah, I think Spielman is probably pretty good in the Pearsonell mold, is my hopes. I feel like Grimm was as well.
With a little bit stronger bones.
Hopefully.
So far. Give it a couple years.
I mean,
we'll see. I mean, Pearsonell had a whole year as a freshman with no broken bones.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play a whole lot, though, right? Just kicked.
No, you know, he was
an All-American.
Just returning kicks to win games against Iowa.
Right. I mean, I'm not shitting on Pearsonell.
No,
but
he had a great year his freshman year.
Was he a redshirt freshman?
No, he was a true freshman.
He was a true freshman. Mostly returning kicks.
He was an All-American punt returner, wasn't he?
I remember his first year. I just thought he had a redshirt year before that.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
He had to sit out a little bit last year, and then they brought him back probably a little too quickly.
Yeah, it's a shame.
They were going to try and get him involved more in the offense last year.
Right. They should have just redshirted him last year.
Yeah. Well, there was still so much of the season
Yeah,
you're right. In doubt yet at that point, and they're like, yeah, it'll be safe to bring him back for Purdue.
Right.
Nope.
Well, he got hurt on a celebration, so.
Yeah, on that sloppy-ass fucking field, Ross-Ade Stadium.
Yeah, I do feel like we're going to kill Purdue this year.
Do we better?
We're hanging 70 on them.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
We put up a lot of points last year in a shitty game.
70 would be, that's...
With our second-string quarterback.
That doesn't happen much.
Who gave the ball away like 5 times.
He did.
So
back to Grimm for a second. So you guys don't seem too shook up about it. I guess I'm not either because they have these other wide receivers. And maybe that's another thing that scared them is that all these other California receivers coming in.
I do think that it's not – at this point in Riley's career, every one of these makes him look suspect.
Not as suspect as every time Tim Miles loses an assistant coach.
Yeah, no shit.
Did another coach leave?
No.
That player left.
Tim Miles is way more on the hot seat than Mike Riley.
Just because he's had more years.
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't they lose that commit A-cup or...
Well, the guy from Omaha, but now everybody's saying that he's not that good anyways.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It was a public relations fiasco, if nothing else. Because Omaha is starting to become a budding high school hotbed. It's just Creighton gets all of them now. And I think he may have pulled the trigger a little too early, signing him at 15 getting him at 15. And then he was kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place because he's like, is he any good? And also now have I just ruined the Omaha recruiting connection that was never really there to begin with.
Right.
So, sorry. David McGee... And Patrick Gerhart will love that we talked about Husker basketball for a second.
Yeah. I don't care about it anymore.
No, I know you don't. Right. Hey, Sweet 16.
I want to care. I'll care.
I hear it's a nice arena.
It's a very cool arena. I watched us lose to Indiana there.
Oh, nice.
Watched Tim Miles almost fight Tom Crean.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I would love to fight
Tom
Crean.
That's a nerd fight right there.
I bet he's a fake tough guy.
Tom Crean,
yeah.
Tim Miles reminds me of the kind of guy that you think can't scrap because he's so nerdy. Then you lip off to him, and he just fucking drills you in the mouth hole.
Yeah, I feel like that. And Tom Crean is the guy who will like be foaming at the mouth, and then you just blow at him enough, and he falls over.
Yeah, and you're like, and he tries to talk himself out of it.
I like this.
Yeah. I want those two to fight so bad.
Yeah.
Because I think our guy would win.
Let's see if we can make it happen.
I want Keith Williams to fight the guy from Ohio State.
Oh, you know who's winning that one.
Yeah.
The Ohio State guy knows who's winning that one.
I hate that guy so much. Like, I literally...
They got Tyon Lindsey, though.
We knew that was going to happen,
nobody
though.
Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives... Hey. Do you know what, Tyon Lindsey... Good riddance.
So what are Nebraska
Here's one thing. They did a best out of three one-on-one thing at a camp recently with Darnay Holmes and Tyjon Lindsey. You know who won that best two out of three?
Darnay Holmes.
We get Darnay Holmes. Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who cares?
I just wish Grimm had stayed because I'm just thinking of next year. You'll have Stanley Morgan. You'll have DPE. You'll have Spielman. And it would have been nice to have Grimm just to have a little bit more... I mean, they're going to be at wide receiver next
LeBron
year.
LeBron Austin, if he's back healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Keyshawn is going to start as a freshman.
He's got to get in better shape. He looks pudgier and pudgier all the time.
But he's playing. His season's just starting now.
Yeah.
He's going to play a full season of football, and he'll be at the end of it.
Mark Phillip will turn him into a specimen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I just, you know, I'm still hopeful that Grimm comes back in red shirts because they need.
I don't want your feelings to get hurt, Joe, but he's not going to come back.
Well, we'll see.
It'd be nice. I mean, anytime you can get a good player back on your team, it doesn't hurt.
Right.
But he's not going to come back is my point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't think so either, but especially if he's already committed to a junior college team, seems pretty unlikely. Because you said that, right?
What?
That he was committed to a JUCO?
That he was in, if not committed to, he's like talking to, like.
Yeah.
But there's a specific one in his, like, right outside his hometown.
There are a lot of Northern California
community
junior
colleges.
Yeah, half of Wayne State's team was made up of those guys when I was broadcasting their games.
I mean, I bet
so
you'll
Graham
see.
Graham is going to be a stud there.
Oh, they were good. They were just too dumb to get into other places.
I bet you'll see Graham.
So good that Wayne State never won?
No, they did eventually.
Did they? They didn't when I was there.
I mean, when you were there.
I remember when there's a team that hadn't won a game in like 2 years or 3 years. Like they were like 0-36. And ESPN came to Wayne State to film that game because they thought that we were so bad that they could actually beat us, and they wanted to be there for their first win. That's a true story.
But that was the coach prior to the one who recruited all the Cali guys.
Oh, okay.
Scott Hoffman was no good. He was terrible. Anyway.
I think we'll see Grimm, if not at Nebraska. He's a name that you will see on a D1 team playing sometime. Like Stringfellow is the number one, I think, at Ole Miss now.
Fuck that guy.
I know. Fuck that guy, too. But I always hate seeing guys who left Nebraska doing well at other programs.
But it happens a lot, and both ways, too. Although,
look at Cody Green. Just kidding. Just kidding.
At TCU?
No, that's not Cody Green. That was, what's his name?
Aaron Green.
Aaron Green.
Cody Green was that quarterback that they kept just throwing under the bus and just
They
finally give him the ball to come into a game and try to like make a name for himself, but it'd be like he'd be backed up on the one and he'd get safetied or whatever. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, he didn't get a safety, but he was against the one in the Big 12 championship.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up at Tulsa. Not any good there either.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we've had our fair share of commits who were previously committed to other schools, although I'm starting to wonder about Matt Snyder because we're apparently we've signed a second tight end, or we've got a second tight end commit, and we're eyeing a third one still.
Who's the second commit?
We just got Reese Leto from
Oklahoma. He committed?
Yeah, from Oklahoma City.
Oh, Tulsa. When was that? Was that yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, that's good news.
Joe just came in his pants over there.
But he's only a three-star, right? He's not like a...
He's pretty good, though.
He looks pretty good.
I mean, his offer list is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
what I usually look at, too. And I remember seeing his offer list, and Oklahoma State was the biggest school on it.
Penn State, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Penn State.
Oklahoma State and Penn State. I mean...
I don't think if Penn
Oklahoma
State State's, is a good team.
Oklahoma State is higher regarded than we are right now.
Yep.
As far as... quality of team.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then Penn State and us are both kind of blue blood kind of schools.
They know that we've won national championships, though, and Oklahoma State hasn't ever won one.
But it's for
this
year.
Okay, then you can compare us to Penn State.
Oh, okay. But you know that Penn State is a fledgling program because their coaches were, like, covering up.
That doesn't make them a fledgling
previous
program.
Coaching staff. Our previous coaching staff was Bo Pelini, so, I mean...
Yeah, I'll take Bo Pelini over the
Chimos. No, I agree.
The
I will
Chimos.
Take... I will take Bo Pelini... All right, here we go. I don't offer Bo Pelini a lot of olive branches. I would take Bo Pelini over Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
I would gladly take Papuchas as our defensive coordinator over Jerry Sandusky.
I'll take
there
the
you
record,
go.
Though. I'll take the record.
You'll take the record.
I'll take Joe Pa's record. All those wins.
Oh, God.
No, I wouldn't take any of the other stuff, but...
Well, I think...
He had a lot of... The funny
thing is...
You can't
take one without the other, apparently.
Paterno, true. Paterno had a number of undefeated seasons where he didn't win the title.
Yeah, and one of them was the year that we won in 94.
I wonder if everybody else knew and they were like, we're not going to say anything either.
Like,
he was less respected than everybody made it out to be. You know, of course, in Happy Valley, he was the king. But I wonder if there was, like, a undercurrent of, like, this guy's a douchebag. You know, you don't know as much from back then. But I feel like a guy like him, who it turns out was a total control freak and despot, as a king of his fiefdom there. I wonder if a lot of people actually knew that he was like that, but they didn't want to take down the... You know, they obviously didn't know the child molesting stuff, but I wonder how much of his aura was a real thing and how much was just kind of the facade that was put up by Penn State.
That's a fair question.
How did not more people not know about Sandusky? I feel like...
I think a lot of people did. I think it was Paterno's kind of... People were like, I can't risk my position with Coach Pa by turning in his best buddy.
Well, here's the other thing. Have you ever been to State College?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weird town. Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, it's like...
It's like...
Is it?
Yeah, it's like...
I was
isolated.
It's Lincoln to the nth power in the sense that, so...
First of all, there's nothing weird about Lincoln.
Well, no, I mean...
Lincoln's a city, though.
Lincoln's a great city.
No, Lincoln's great. Lincoln is super great. But certain elements are. Because you've got Lincoln, that's a city, kind of in a state in the middle of nowhere, and people from the entire state converge on it. That those are the parts that are the nth power of with Penn State.
It's also got, like... 10 to 15 times as many people as...
Exactly. That's where we're amplifying things here. Penn State has a stadium that's larger than Nebraska's with a city that's smaller than Lincoln.
Yeah,
but there's less people in it.
And
our stadium, even though it's smaller, has filled the capacity every time. Like, you go to Michigan and you go to the...
Can I finish my fucking point?
You sure can, but I'm just saying, let's just...
But here's what I'm saying is, so it's roughly the same amount of people, if not maybe a little bit more, coming into a city that's smaller, converging, coming from these small roads, and it's just this city that's not meant to handle
that kind of traffic.
And then the Lincoln Journal Star is not the biggest publication in Nebraska; it's the second biggest. But then State College, not even close to the biggest publication in Pennsylvania, and the next closest ones aren't that close. Like, Harrisburg isn't necessarily that close. Pittsburgh isn't that close. Philly's really not that close.
No.
And so you get some really major isolation at Penn State there that allows you to really kind of get away with some bullshit.
Yeah.
Because
nobody from the big time reporters aren't coming in except on game day to cover the little crimes and misdemeanors that happen.
That's all the other schools. That's every school. That's Chadron State. What school did you just say?
Chadron State. That's a Division II school.
Well, I understand. It's not apples and oranges, because if you have that many, I don't think that the reason that those guys are chimos and got away with it is because it's a small town. If anything, it should be easier. It's easier to blend in a city like Lincoln.
It's big enough, though, that there's still that capability.
Yes.
And because, I mean, those Division I athletic departments themselves.
A dude hit the basement of the flower shop in Wayne, remember?
Yeah. And that happened for a long time.
Here's the thing. Joe Paterno.
Weeks, but he got away. I mean,
that's
like,
a long time to be chained in a basement.
Well, right. But I mean, my point is that people fucking figured it out in that small ass town.
You're making points that have nothing to do with what Pat's saying.
No, I know exactly what Pat... No,
but also,
wrong.
But
I'm
also
making points that make sense.
If you've, I mean, things that relate to every college athletic department, I mean, those Division I athletic departments have a ton of... I mean, they're very insular. And...
Yeah, Joe Paterno knew every cop in Happy Valley.
Dude, okay.
But also,
if you're a cop... If anybody in here is a cop, and I find out that fucking Mike Canale is fucking being a goddamn child molester, I love Mike. Guess what? Motherfucker's getting beat and thrown in jail.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's you.
But that's a different thing. Most people.
But apparently not Joe Paterno.
Yeah.
Except for Joe Paterno. But I'm saying.
I don't think it. So you're like, well, that. I mean, that could have happened here. That could have happened here. Well, it didn't, because it's a rare thing, but it only takes that one, and then one person covering it up. It wasn't a ring of lots of child molesters being covered up. It was one fuckhead, and then one athletic department's like, we can't
let
this out.
And the conditions were right.
You think the entire athletic department was like...
Yeah, that's why fucking Grant Spanier and
who used to be
the president of Nebraska, that's why they're fucking going to jail.
That's insane, dude.
There are at least three guys who are still alive who are probably going to jail who aren't Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
Why was the cover-up?
It was huge because there was so much coming into the town, and they didn't want to...
How did the town
risk?
Not fucking figure...
The town wouldn't have known.
Because those kids... Well, one, that's the thing when your victims are kids. Because kids trust adults, and they're like, well, I guess this is how it is.
And adults don't trust kids.
Exactly, and it's easier to dismiss them even if something gets said.
And a lot of those kids weren't coming from State College. They were coming from camps.
And he had charity set up.
That's true.
He had charity set up for this. He was evil incarnate. Like, he wasn't just...
Sorry, I got defensive because I thought you were saying that fucking small towns breed chimos is how
I saw it. No, I'm saying
it's easier to get away with that.
I know so many be people from small towns that don't fucking look at kids like that.
No, yeah. that wasn't what I was saying at all. What I was saying is that's how yes. when you have one guy who does it,
the way you phrased your sentence
happen.
Didn't help your case, by the way. I know so many people from small towns who don't love children.
No, don't look at kids like that.
Yes.
Right, right. I agree.
The majority of most populations.
I stand by that sentence.
I'm from a smaller town in Nebraska than you, so.
Yeah, I know.
What Pat was saying is the conditions were ripe in that place for something like this to happen.
Like, if you met Pat on the street, you would not let your kids go near him. But I can.
If I just met anybody on the street, I don't think I'd let my kid. You know, like meeting somebody on the street doesn't.
Can you hold my cotton candy and my child? I gotta go take a whiz.
Specifically, Pat.
I guess.
But I'll say this: Pat has never looked at children in a negative. Gross way.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome, bud.
What a turn this conversation took. Let's get it back to the Huskers. You have some kind of notification on your overpriced watch, though.
Do I?
Yeah. You knew what I was talking
about. Were we going to talk about captains?
Yes.
Because I know Tweety had some thoughts on this.
Yes.
Well,
did they elect the captains?
They did, and it's...
Do you have the whole list?
Westerkamp, Utter, Gary, and...
We didn't figure out who the other defensive
person is. Is it Banderas?
So we don't have the whole list.
And then also the memory of Sam Foltz.
The memory of Sam Foltz. But that's just for one game, I believe, right?
No, I think
there's a rotating in honor of Sam Foltz captain. I think that's the rotating
Nebraska
captain.
Nebraska captains. I'm asking Siri.
Yours is just a bigger version of his watch.
Yeah. And my watch is way cheaper than that fucking phone you're using.
No way, man.
I got the old version of the iPhone, so mine's cheaper than everybody's.
Yeah.
Nebraska football captains, 2016.
Using Siri like a...
Well, so the point I think that we were talking before we started recording, is it a concern that Tommy Armstrong, who was a captain last year and is the quarterback, is not a captain this year?
I don't think it's a concern, but I do think it's an important thing to notice. I do think it's worth noticing. But I don't think it's like detrimental to the team.
I think Armstrong will react well to that.
I think he was destined to be a captain last year because he earned the starting job that was never designed for him, that nobody – it was never going to be handed to him, and he yanked it away from everybody. And I think people really respected that. And I think that, you know, people also respect a former walk-on offensive lineman –
yeah, it may be more
I don't think
a sign of how the other guys have earned stuff. You can only have so many, and I'm sure he got his share of votes.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how the system was set up.
He came in third.
Okay.
And
I don't know. I'm just saying at the very best he came in third. We don't know who came in third.
Right. The offense is right now leaps and bounds ahead of the defense, at least on paper. And you can only take two from the offense. I don't think it's a big deal. He's still going to be the most vocal guy on the field based on his position.
And you could also you've got Westerkamp, who is going to probably be the greatest receiver in Nebraska history when he graduates. Statistically, odds are good. He may be the first 1,000-yard receiver, and he's been a player all three of his years. And then you've got the kind of the Nebraska story of the walk-on turned into a scholarship player. Those guys both make great cases for their captainship. So it is possible that he just finished a narrow, a close third. Who knows?
Yeah, you know who was a senior starting quarterback in 1997 and wasn't a captain?
Scott Frost. How about 1994 or whatever, 1995, Frazier.
Tommy Frazier wasn't a senior in 94, though.
95.
Was he a captain that year? I don't remember.
I
don't think he was.
I read
actually.
The thing earlier where somebody was like senior that wasn't the,
a lot. Well,
seniors won national championships that weren't captains. Tommy Frazier and
so well, are a lot we of people, saying national championship?
A lot of people didn't like either of those two guys, and by nature of being
Tommy Frazier was a dick.
Well,
still is a dick.
By nature of being a vocal leader at quarterback. People usually aren't going to like the starting quarterback.
I've yet to meet someone that's been like, I met Tommy Frazier once, and I had a very pleasant experience. It's never happened. It's always like, I met Tommy Frazier, he was a dick.
But people thought he was a hell of a leader.
Oh, he's a hell of a fucking football player.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make you not a dick. There's plenty of people that are great at things as dicks.
Yeah. I mean, most people who, the quarterbacks who are good vocal leaders, most people fucking hate them. And
you think? Do you think people hate Brady?
Yes.
I mean, well, there's probably some jealousy
on his
involved.
Team because of his wife, because he's banging a super. I almost called her a Super Bowl model, but a Victoria's Secret model.
She's an Olympics model,
is she?
Yeah. Didn't you see her in the opening ceremonies do her dumb walk across like a football field length stadium? She walked for like 8 minutes. It seemed like it was her final catwalk. They were saying. That was one of the low moments of the Olympics, and it was right at the beginning.
Well, hey, I'm glad that was the low moment and not someone getting decapitated.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that was a genuine worry going into those Olympics. Am I the only one who had that worry?
I don't know. I thought Ryan Lochte might have gotten beat up or something eventually, just because ever since I feel
you're right.
Like... Oh, he's got to go back to Brazil now.
Well, he ain't going back. He's not going back unless he chooses to.
Yeah. I don't know enough about the rules of that.
They wouldn't extradite him for vandalism. That would be ridiculous.
what else was there to talk about?
Nate Gary.
Yeah, one of the captains.
Captain.
Won't be on the field game one.
And this leads us to the highlight of this podcast, if you're still listening, and I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
But... Yeah,
this is the most self-deprecating podcast. The thing people notice the most is you saying, if you're still listening, by God bless you, and then and Mike saying, are the levels right? Are the levels right?
It's not you,
going
off on some weird
tangents.
They're
self-deprecating.
It shouldn't. Yeah. I don't go off on weird
it's
tangents.
It's how we hide our arrogance. So Gary, out the first game. Also Riley out the first game. One of them is a captain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very good captainship.
That is not.
But
if there's anybody that's known for not being in games, it's Gary.
This is now three straight games that he's basically missed the whole thing.
Yeah, those hits. That's so dumb. But
the Iowa one I could justify, potentially. I realize Husker fans will hate me for that. But the UCLA one, there was no justification. Other than the fact that the refs were following technically the letter of the law, that law sucked, though.
Yeah. Well, we know that Riley had a DUI or DWI or something earlier in the summer, correct?
Right.
So that's likely the cause of his.
Yeah.
Gary's reason was not listed.
So we get to do...
Speculation Corner.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish Riley's weren't known because I was going to speculate poor tipping.
Maybe a number of factors combined for it.
Do you think maybe Gary stole somebody's bike?
It's been done.
Maybe he killed a raccoon with a fucking hammer and put it on...
Now, I don't know how this game...
Snapchatted it.
I don't know how this game goes, but is it just you yell wild speculation the whole time?
First of all, I mean,
you're referencing other things Huskers have done, obviously.
Yeah, so these aren't that crazy.
So he went to a convenience store, showed his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then robbed it. That's two different people.
Yeah.
And then went back on campus after showing his dick to that convenience store person he robbed.
That's too bad. He was a good player. He still would have been on the team. Or would he have?
No, he wouldn't have anyway.
Isn't
right?
he a senior
well,
this
he,
year at
he
Youngstown?
Came, he came in the same year as Vincent Valentine and them.
Yeah. He'd have started.
And Valentine
Although
would
he
still
gone,
be here.
He may have gone pro. He was good, Avery Moss.
Yeah, crushed it at Youngstown State last year.
Yeah, what did he sit out or what happened? Did he play?
Yeah, he just wasn't very effective.
Really?
I mean, he had, I think, a couple like minor injuries at times, but yeah.
Mm. How about that?
I would have never expected that from a guy that would take his dick out at a convenience store. I figured he'd be a really hard worker.
I don't know
he
how
worked
one
really
thing...
hard to get that thing out.
I don't know how one thing goes with the other. I mean, he was good at Nebraska.
He was probably wearing Husker sweatpants. You know, when you don't have a zipper, it's...
That's true.
So we're speculating on Gary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to think of something. So if you guys have a reason why he might have been suspended.
What could have he done back home in South Dakota over the summer?
Oh, God.
Oh, deface...
Stolen a bunch of grain.
Deface a national monument?
Mm. Other part of South Dakota, but
oh, okay.
Oh, South Dakota?
That's where he's from.
I thought
he's from...
said South Carolina.
I started
like, oh,
to
God,
accidentally.
What could he have done?
Isn't South Dakota where the Mount Rushmore is?
Yeah, in the western part. He's from Sioux Falls, though, which is in the southeast
part.
Buddy,
you're...
Could he have...
Going beyond my scope of knowledge of...
Directions?
Yes.
Could he have collected a bunch of snakes into, like, a bucket, and then taken the bucket of snakes and, like, put them in his enemy's truck?
You know, I perform with a group called Bucket of Snakes once a month.
Do you really?
Honest to God.
I thought you were going to go on a Jack Gangwish kind of thing again. Like, he was going
to
take a
with
picture
the snakes
of
and do something to it, like snake? Whacking Day in The Simpsons, where they kill the snakes.
He made one of those little things where the heads pop up like gophers and he pounds them, but instead he just put snakes. Whenever the snakes' heads would come up, he would just beat them with a mallet.
That's probably a very to, that's I an mean, elaborate thing.
You know, the snake would probably survive it. That because it's kind of flexible spine.
And it probably wouldn't stick its head up that for that.
Cobras.
I wouldn't. Then the cobra's probably going to get him. Cobra's probably quicker than a person.
I saw a video of a snake kind of tamer, charmer guy in like the Middle East somewhere. He just like would bat the heads of cobras like they'd start popping
that's
up.
That's because those cobras you see are all drugged up.
And they probably have no teeth.
Oh, so it's
no,
like...
They're legit.
They have their fangs, but they're drugged.
They're just so fucked up that you can slap the shit out of them.
So it's like bullfighting... cobras, like,
are bulls all fucking doped
oh
up?
Yeah, you see those things sticking out of their back, those are trank things.
Oh
I thought they were just javelins.
No,
oh, they're tranks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bullfighting's fucking
so mean.
Gnarly, yeah.
Yeah.
I never feel bad when a bullfighter gets gored.
I don't either.
Or the fucking tourists who are like, I'm gonna run with the bulls.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then they get a horn up their ass.
I never feel sorry for anybody that fucks with nature. It's like, well...
Right, yeah.
Come on, you knew better.
I went to the beach yesterday, saw a bunch of dolphins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That close to the water?
Yeah.
Close to the hot water?
And they were pretty big. There was a couple of pairs of them, and you just see them coming up out of the water.
Which beach?
This is in Malibu... Zuma Beach?
Zuma Beach. I think that's where me and Irene have seen them, too.
Yeah, they're around there.
I guess I used to see whales in Massachusetts.
There you go.
Yeah.
The ocean has animals in it.
Sure does. Oh, one other bit of Husker thing.
Oh.
Andrew
we
White.
Still have more speculation, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you had your bucket of snakes thing. I don't think you've speculated
did
yet.
He stole some grain.
Oh, for the grain thing? And mine was defacing the National Monument.
What do you think he did defacing? What do you think he did to Mount Rushmore, then?
I think he put a
dick going
a Hitler stash?
A hoop into Roosevelt's lip. Like, you know, those
just
hoop
modernizing.
Rings. Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, and Teddy would have probably liked it. He was a rough rider.
Yeah. What if he gave them all like boners? Like,
but they don't even have lower
bodies.
But I'm saying you go down halfway down the mountain and then you put
their boners there. Yeah. Those would be big boners.
Yeah,
I mean to be the scale. Unless you're doing like the Trump statue kind of thing,
right,
where they gave him like
the
a little tiny micro penis.
But also, I hear that humans' dicks, well, men's dicks, I guess, because I guess not all humans have dicks, but the half that do have dicks
is correct. I mean, I suppose there are some who maybe have both.
Right.
There's
Jamie
anomalies.
Lee Curtis.
We went to college with a...
hermaphrodite.
A hermaphrodite.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it off air.
Okay.
is that something we need to talk
have
about?
You guys been,
not,
have
no,
you guys,
we don't probably need to name names.
Have you guys been to Mount Rushmore?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Have
unless
you
we went
been
when
to
I was
the,
really little.
To the... What is the big horse... is it Crazy Horse?
They have Crazy Horse there.
Is that in South Dakota as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Is
in
that
close?
Same
vicinity.
Is it in the same vicinity? That's what I was wondering. So you'd see one and you'd see the other.
Yeah.
I'd like to get up there. I'd like
Gavinston
to
Point or Gavin's Point. Gavin's,
I'd like to go to Yellowstone.
Gavin's Point
blows
Dam
up.
Is dope.
Yellowstone's blowing up?
Yeah, Yellowstone is on like some huge like lava bubble or something. The whole like park.
Cool.
That's why it's all steaming. The whole thing is on some geological... If there's like an earthquake there or something, I guess it's just going to blow up.
Well, good thing no one lives in Wyoming.
I was going to say, yeah, because they're going to get the rest.
Except for all
it.
Those guys in the coal mines. Holy shit.
Coal mines? You
they
mean
don't
the
still have those.
Isn't the...
Pennsylvania and West Virginia is the coal mines.
No, Wyoming is a... We stayed in Cheyenne is a big coal mine.
Oh,
mining.
Actually, there is a little... Yeah,
it's
I remember driving out here.
City, yeah.
Yeah. It still looks a little Wild Westy out
it does,
in some of those
and
areas.
It smells like coal and it's dusty in the air.
Oh.
Even their state prison looks like something like that a cowboy criminal would break out. Because
that's
of.
All they have there. They still use six shooters.
Did you hear that all prisons now have to be can't be privately owned.
Which is great.
That's really great
news for like young black men, I think.
But there actually aren't that many.
I'm serious, dude.
It's just the way you need to explain why you say that.
Oh, because the cops can't just
put them in for a bag of weed or something. Yeah, for 10 years.
But there are technically only like 20 that are privately owned.
Yeah. But in some states, there's a few states where they have a very stronghold. It's a big bad lobby.
Yeah. Are we done speculating, or have we shifted into politics now?
I think, we don't have to stay in politics. I think Nate Gary, what else could he have done? What if he...
What if he, like, had backdoor sex with a woman, like, consensually, and then he bragged about that, because I think that's illegal.
To brag about it?
No, to have backdoor sex, right? Isn't that illegal?
I don't think they really enforce it anymore.
Yeah, you gotta...
There are a lot of states with that on the books,
though.
There'd
have to be a burden of proof, I think.
Or he was bragging about it.
That doesn't prove anything.
People do that on video all the time and get paid for it.
Okay.
Brag about it?
Well, technically, I mean, if you're putting it on the internet, you are bragging about
it.
I suppose, yeah.
I think Ray J bragged about it a little bit.
You can call me Ray J, or... Never mind. That's way older than either of you.
Is that a Ray J song?
It's not. It's a Ray J Johnson thing. He was in Miller Lite commercials in the mid-70s.
Yep.
You can call me Ray.
Holy shit.
Or you can call me Jay. Don't call me Mr. Johnson. Something like that.
Jesus Christ. Commercials were...
Dumb.
Oh,
weird.
It was dumb. He was like a bad stand-up, and that was like his one bit. You can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, but don't call me Mr. Johnson or something like that.
I wonder how many shows that guy probably still gets like in Scranton.
He may be dead, that guy. He didn't look like the kind of guy who had a long lifespan. So next week is game week.
Yeah. Well, technically this is game week.
We're in game week. So where are we going to be broadcasting?
Happy Endings is on Sunset.
It's the Hollywood Husker Bar.
It is. The upstairs part. The downstairs part is Ohio State. We're going to go down and talk so much shit about their wide receiver.
Oh, my God. Wait. What happens the week we play them?
The place loses its shit.
I would bet.
Because it's
I don't know if
State
I
want to
be there.
Husker.
Bunch of
you
Ohio Hicks.
Ohio. Well, Iowa State.
I mean, Ohio Hicks are some of the worst in the country.
Well, Ohio State fans are cocky as shit, though,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
They're like... Everybody
they're
talks,
like Northwestern fans that win.
Yeah, everybody talks about like the Michigan
except
and how they're
Northwestern
annoying.
Northwestern students can read.
Ohio State's every bit as bad as Michigan fans as far as their pompous like thinking that they're fucking Ivy League.
Well, what's great about the two teams is their coaches are two of the biggest fucking dicks in football.
Good God.
Like, that's a game that
in the figurative sense.
I got to say, I have always watched that game.
I bet they have tiny wieners.
Yeah. I have always watched the Ohio State-Michigan game, and I've always rooted for two things, injuries and...
A higher-seeded team to lose?
Yes, always, because I hate both those teams.
Why
and yet
would
those
you
games,
root for injuries?
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. You meant that.
No, I wouldn't.
There was a lot of conviction behind that.
Because I've said that line 100 times before. The point being, those are always very good games, and with the coaches now, like... There's not a lot of games that I'm super interested in that Nebraska's not playing in. That is one that I'm always very interested in.
So the injury you're hoping for is that, like...
Harbaugh and Urban Meyer both get hit by loose runners?
I think in one of the Husker things I wrote
like JT,
that they...
JT Barrett gets tackled on the sideline and rolls up on Jim Harbaugh.
I mean, one of the coaches getting hit would be great. Or, like, Harbaugh thinking he's going to, you know... Because he thinks he's better, stronger than he is. Like some linebacker's coming, and Harbaugh thinks he can stand up to him and just gets flattened.
I've seen him with his shirt off in Michigan camps. That
he
guy's not
like,
in any kind of shape.
He looks like me. That's not a compliment.
There is a lot of – you take those glasses off.
Yes,
holy shit.
I want to play Jim Harbaugh in this show.
I would love to have you fight Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, we have more fights that we want to see happen.
Yeah. I would love to fight. He'd kick my ass because he's a former professional athlete, but I would get every good line
former.
In as he's doing
I
it.
I want to fight Nick Saban.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he'd kick
Saban's
the shit out of
me. Saban's 15 years older than Harbaugh.
But he's also...
Saban is old.
But he's also like... it'd be like fighting Frank Solich. Frank Solich would kick my ass if he was 70. But
they're both tiny.
Yeah, I know. I'm not humongous.
No.
You're bigger than both of them.
Well, but I'm...
But you're tiny where it counts.
Come on, Trump. Give us your dick line.
I'll tell you right now, I don't give a fuck. if I have a little dick or not.
You're married. You don't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
Because if you're not married, you got to wave your dick around to see if you can get somebody to. We're all married.
I'm so glad I don't have to go out on the street corner
and wave my dick around anymore.
I know.
It was so embarrassing.
So we'll be broadcast. Our broadcast will be a little different.
You guys are joking, but actually, now the new thing is to take your picture of your dick and send it around to everybody. That's true.
That's
the new
flirting.
And they break up with you, and then it ends up on the internet.
That's right. Flirting. I would never
flirting. Some women call it sexual harassment.
Yeah, I would never send my penis picture. I would just send pictures of my pubes.
Yeah, I did that a lot.
I know I've got better selling points. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Yeah.
That wasn't me saying I've got a small dick.
No.
I see Tweety's eyes.
No, I wasn't thinking. I was thinking about the time when I asked my friend Matt to send me a dick pic, and then he sent me a picture of his dog's dick.
Ah, gross. Pat's got the build of, you know, Hans?
Yeah.
He has a notoriously huge penis.
Who?
And he's built much like you everywhere else.
No, I'll tell you exactly. I can tell you exactly what Pat's.
No,
he's made this argument many times.
His dick is a foot long.
Oh, God.
But it's like as wide as
Slim Jim?
Two pencils.
Oh, that's awful.
Tweety has never seen my penis, just so everyone knows.
That's good.
And I'm going to promise you it's bright red and
unkempt. All right. Two details.
Freckles halfway up the shaft.
Two details.
Some truth.
I have a chicken pox mark on mine.
I have bright red hair.
I've got a birthmark.
All right, everybody. It'll be a different broadcast. I don't even know how we're going to do it, right? We'll do a little before the game, and then at halftime, maybe we'll check in.
Yeah. A little before, a little after.
And then we'll do a little post game. What time's the game?
5.
I hope I'll be there.
Pacific.
I may not be there. I'm going to Chicago the next day, so I got to look into that. But I hope to be able to make it there, at least for the first half.
Yeah, and we would be there early.
Yeah,
and we'll probably Periscope, and we'll have people come on and talk from the audience. And there's going to be some football players. There have been celebrities that have showed up before.
Wow. Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Andrew White transferred to Syracuse.
Good riddance.
Oh, Syracuse.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Hip hip.
Hooray!
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.